It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m., and you are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. We're going to go back now to March of 1957. Here's Slim Harpo with what was the flip side of King B, a number called I Got Love If You Want It. We'll be right back.
corn in the daytime and Rusty's at night. Big boss man, now, can't you help me? I call. Well, you ain't so big, you just tall, that's all. Big boss man, can't you help me when I call? Big boss man, can you help me when I call? Well, you ain't so big, you just tall.
Kenny Neal from his disc Blues Falling Down Like Rain. That one came out in 1998. Kenny Neal doing a cover of the old classic Jimmy Reed tune Big Boss Man. Kenny from Baton Rouge, as was Slim Harpo, whom we heard just prior to hearing Kenny Neal. We heard Slim Harpo again from March of 1957 with the flip side of King Bee. He did a number called I Got Love If You Want It. A lot of the swamp blues, particularly swamp blues that featured blues harp, was definitely influenced by the shuffles of Jimmy Reed. We're going to turn now to Jimmy Reed. We're going to go back to 1955, listen to a really hot recording he did back then. A number of the features featured some classic Stop Time and also Henry Gray on piano on this particular track, a number that was several years later covered by the band The Yardbirds. Here's Jimmy Reed with I Ain't Got You.
You. I got a debit card. No matter where I go, it keeps a ring in my nose. But I ain't got you. I got a tab and a package store. I hit the number 444. I got a mojo. Don't you know? You.
just a bad boy. Long, long way from home. I'm just a bad boy. Long, long way from home. Well, I ain't got nobody I can call my own. I'm just a bad boy in your town.
Recorded live in Japan back in 1977. That was Eddie Taylor with one of his best-known pieces, a number called Bad Boy. Eddie Taylor was the gentleman that taught Jimmy Reed how to play guitar. They had grown up together in Mississippi, and independently of each other, they had moved up to the Chicago area where they ended up becoming bandmates. Eddie Taylor's guitar playing on a lot of Jimmy Reed recordings added quite a bit of vitality to the sound of Reed. And of course, we heard Jimmy Reed prior to hearing Eddie Taylor. We heard Jimmy Reed from 1955, again, along with Henry Gray on piano, Jimmy Reed doing I Ain't Got You. Eddie Taylor has a couple of children that play blues. Demetria Taylor is a daughter that sings fine blues. His son, Eddie Taylor Jr., also plays guitar and sings blues. We're going to turn to Eddie Jr. next here on KRVS from his disc, So-Called Friends. Here's Eddie Taylor with Eddie Taylor Jr. with the title track.
Thing I want to tell you, just a word or two. What you gonna do when your friends turn your back on you? I'm here to tell you, man, I believe this is the end. Because can't nobody hurt you but your so-called friends. I looked in the refrigerator to find something to eat. I didn't have nothing, not to stale piece of meat. I want to tell you, man, I believe this is the end. Because can't nobody hurt you but your so-called friends. Got myself arrested. They took me straight to jail. All of my 100 buddies, they couldn't pay a $50 bill. I'm here to tell you, man, I believe this is the end. Because can't nobody hurt you but your so-called friends.
Support for KRVS comes from the Laura and John Arnold Foundation, supporting efforts to improve the academic performance of Louisiana students. For more information, the website is arnoldfoundation.org.
In Spain. Don't want to go in a car, but on a jet-propelled plane. That's why he's got to be rich. All you poor men have got to go. Must have everything I want. Yes, that includes his gold.
from 1945. That was Dinah Washington, one of the great divas of blues and R&B, at least for some years. What was it, 2 years prior to this recording, she had done her Evil Gal Blues, and that definitely established her as one of the early greats in R&B. She was performing here with Milt Jackson on Vibes, Milt Jackson and his band, which included on bass Charles Mingus. Mingus was not all that well known at the time, but he was going to be before it was all over. Rich Man's Blues, Dinah Washington. Dinah was preceded by Eddie Taylor Jr. from a disc called So-Called Friends. We heard him do the title track. And we have music next from Georgia White, recorded back in 1936. It's sort of a slightly silly and risque tune. Georgia White.
Nuts, hot nuts. Anybody here wanna buy my nuts? Selling nuts, hot nuts. I've got nuts for sale. 1 for 5, 2 for 10. If you buy 'em once, you buy 'em again. Selling nuts, hot nuts. You buy 'em from the peanut man. Selling nuts, hot nuts. Anybody here wanna buy my nuts? Selling nuts, hot nuts. I've got nuts for sale. You tell me your nuts is mighty fine, but I bet your nuts ain't as hard as my. Selling nuts, all hot nuts. You buy 'em from the peanut man. Selling nuts, hot nuts. Anybody here wanna buy my nuts? Selling nuts, hot nuts. You buy 'em from the peanut man. They say your nuts is mighty small. Better have small nuts than none at all. Selling nuts, hot nuts. You buy 'em from the peanut man. Town selling nuts, hot nuts. You buy 'em from the peanut man. Selling nuts, hot nuts. Anybody here wanna buy my nuts? Selling nuts, hot nuts. I've got nuts for sale. When a hog gets hungry, he begins to grunt. When a man gets hungry, he begins to hunt. Hot nuts, hot nuts. You buy 'em from the peanut man.
Another woman, I'll get me another. another man. Cause where there ain't no loving, there ain't no getting along. Cause where there ain't no loving, there ain't no getting along. Now
from 1966. That was Sippy Wallace on vocals with Little Brother Montgomery on piano. Little Brother Montgomery, of course, originally from Kentwood, Louisiana. He ended up being a Chicago blues pianist. Well, generally a good Chicago blues artist. Sippy Wallace, of course, had been one of the great women blues singers of the generation that recorded some excellent material back in the 1920s. She and her friend Victoria Spivey, Ida Cox, Bessie Smith, and others really helped solidify that genre. This was from, again, a comeback recording that Sippy did. Sippy was preceded by Georgia White. We heard Georgia here on KRVS doing a novelty tune called Hot Nuts. We're going to turn next to a lady that was influenced quite a bit by Sippy Wallace. We're talking about Bonnie Raitt. We're going to go back to Bonnie's bluesier years, to be specific, 1973, in her disc Taking My Time. Here's Bonnie Raitt with a cover of a couple of Mississippi Fred McDowell tunes.
never felt so sorry. Lord, honey, till he said goodbye.
My name is Fred McDowell. They call me Mississippi Fred McDowell. But my home's in Rawford, Tennessee. But it don't make any difference. It sounds good to me. I seem like I'm at home in that one in Mississippi. And I do not play no rock and roll, y'all. I just play the straight and natural blues. And whenever you get somebody, you know, want to ply for you, just call for Fred McDowell. I was raised on the farm, you understand? Now, the only way you can rock Fred, you have to put him in a rocking chair. I used to lay me down, you understand? That's my type of rocking. In my type of blues, I play it with a bottleneck. I first got this style from a beef bone, you understand? Raised, will come out of a steak. My uncle, when I was a small boy in the country, he ground this bone down and fired it with a file and put it on a little plank. But I played it on my ring finger, you understand? And it's just bottleneck sound better than the bone, because you get more clear sound out of it. And I would like for you to, who's never listening? Or you don't buy one of the tapes or album, anything. I like for you listening to what I'm saying. I make the guitar say what I say, young man. If I say our father, he'll say our father. If I give out of him, he'll say it. If I please Mason Grace, he'll sing that too. Now that's my style. What you hear me doing there? I hope y'all like it. Who's never get it?
Thank you.
you lie down. Turn your lamp down. Turn your lamp down. Oh, it is old.
From 1969, that was Mississippi Fred McDowell, as he has said in his intro there. Some interesting interesting information on how he started to play slide guitar. He was preceded by Bonnie Raitt. And Bonnie, of course, learned quite a bit from Fred's style. She did a couple of his recordings, Write Me a Few of Your Lines and Kokomo Blues. Again, that from her disc, Taking My Time. We're going to turn next year on KRVS to another very interesting slide player, a guy by the name of Dan Pickett. Years ago, a lot of blues historians couldn't figure out who this guy was. He was thought to be Charlie Pickett, who recorded in the late 1930s, but it turned out to be a totally different artist. We're going to listen to him recorded from 1949. He had a very interesting slide style. It's somewhat evident here, but this next tune does a is a fine example of his very, very interesting vocal style. He could sing. He'd often get into these very, very rapid passages, sort of a staccato delivery. Give a listen to his rendition of an old Reverend C.W. Claiborne tune from the 20s, from 1949. Dan Pickett with 99 and a half won't do.
I've been running, just trying to make a hundred, with 99 and a half didn't do. Since I've been running, with 99 didn't do. Oh, won't do. Oh, won't do. Oh, 99 and a half won't do. Oh, won't do. Won't do. Oh, 99 and a half won't do. My mother, she run, just trying to make a hundred. Oh, 99 and a half didn't do. My mother, she run, just try to make a hundred. Oh, 99 and a half didn't do. It didn't do. Oh, didn't do. Oh, 99 and a half didn't do. It didn't do. It didn't do. Oh, 99 and a half didn't do. Well, you talk about me that the mother you please. Why'd you talk? I'm on a bend my knees. Sailing the past like a snake in a dress. There's all the time in a Christian pace. I ain't been to heaven, but I've been torn. The streets was pearly, the gates was golden. So when I get to heaven, but I sang and tell them how much escaped them gates of hell. And when I get to heaven, about 1,000 years, I sit right down, look, I talk and tell. I talk with my father, man, I chatter with his son. I talk about the world that I just come from. Cause I've been a praying, just trying to make a hundred. Well, 99 and a half won't do. Well, I've been praying.
Oh, 99 and a half didn't do. Oh, won't do. Oh, won't do. Oh, 99 and a half won't do. Oh, won't do. It won't do. Oh, 99 and a half won't do. Hey, miss, increase, high sweet, you sound, you see, you risk like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, I'm blind, but now I see. Cause I'm gonna sing to try to make on, with 99 and a half more do. Cause I'm gonna sing to try to make on, with 99 and a half more do. It won't do, oh, won't do, with 99.
Mm-hmm.
Terry Robb on guitar from his disc Resting Place, doing a medley of Hesitation Blues and Knowing What Blues. He was preceded by Dan Pickett from 1949. We heard Dan Pickett do a number called 99 and a Half Won't Do. Very, very interesting vocalist. He was appears to have been heavily influenced by Tommy McLennan's vocal styles. Great, great delivery. Well, that last tune that Terry Robb did, Hesitation Blues, is an old Reverend Gary Davis tune. We're going to turn to the Reverend now from 1961. Here he is with You Gotta Move.
You got to move. You got to move. You got to move. Oh, move. With my God. Got to move. Don't you know you got to move? Yes, move.
Pretty mama, I'm gonna wait to stay. ever seen. Treated me like I'm a king and she was a doggone queen. Sister, tell your brother. Brother, tell your auntie. Now, auntie, tell your uncle. Uncle, tell my cousin. Now, cousin, tell my friend. Going up the country. Mama, don't you want to go? May take me a fair brown. May take one or two more. Big 80 left Savannah. Lonnie did not stop. You oughta saw that color farmer. When he got them ball of hot, you can reach over in the corner, mama, and hand me my traveling shoes. You know by that I've got them stitched fur blues. Mama, sister got them. Auntie got them. Brother got them. Friend got them. I got them. I woke up this morning. We had them stitched fur blues. I looked over in the corner, grandma and grandpa had them too.
From 1928, that was a legendary Blind Willie McTell out of Atlanta, Georgia, with a big 12-string guitar. Blind Willie doing his classic Statesboro Blues that would be covered by the Allman Brothers many, many years later in a great rendition. Before hearing Blind Willie McTell, we heard another great Piedmont-style blues artist, the blind Reverend Gary Davis. Gary Davis from 1961, one of the great guitar evangelists. His career spanned decades, first recorded back in 1935. We heard Gary Davis do You Gotta Move. It's 11 a.m. You're listening to The Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We stream live audio on the web at krvs.org. We are member-supported public radio. Thanks to all of you out there who keep us going with your annual contributions.